And I'm sure it'll be another busy weekend up at Quarry Lake, with perhaps a little bit of wariness around that lake now after a very sad incident on Sunday.
Our paradise is broken a little bit by the fact that something that shouldn't have happened happens.
Yeah, it was a 19-year-old on an informal church gathering, from what I understand, from Calgary. The question that I've heard is, how did nobody see it? You know, it's a busy day at Quarry Lake. How did nobody see her go underwater and not come up? But that's exactly what happened.
What I understand from the RCMP, she wasn't a strong swimmer. So much is going on. It's easy to miss something as small as someone no longer being around.
Yeah, I was talking with Lauren about Quarry Lake. Believe it or not, she went up there for the first time the day before it all happened, and she's like, it's a little lake. I'm like, no, it's really deep. Like, it is ridiculously deep in the middle of that lake, and there's a big drop off at some points as well that perhaps someone who's not familiar with the lake wouldn't really know about.
Absolutely, because it's not a regular lake. This is a former mine working chasm that's been filled in and landscaped and turned into a lake for us.
Mm-hmm. On Monday, I gave a shout out for our local first responders on air, because it was a very busy weekend for them. There's a lot going on. But you respond to a situation like this, and it's like the worst possible outcome. And it's got to be a very difficult situation. I mean, they're doing their jobs, but it's a very difficult job to do.
There were multiple agencies responding after the power went out. I mean, anyone who was downtown on Sunday, what is happening?
Yeah,
like,
no,
what's
kidding.
Going on? Yeah. One thing I've heard people say is it seems to be more sirens in town lately. And that is directly related to the fact that there's just more people in the valley.
Yeah. In addition to the first responders group that responds is, of course, the news media. And, you know, they actually have to go up there and see the whole thing unfold. And that's got to be very difficult for you and your fellow reporters.
I've attended some conferences where we address the mental health effects of some of the stories that we cover. And I think issues of post-traumatic stress with first responders has definitely been hitting the mainstream. But I also think that sometimes reporters and photographers, or even people just doing like road management, you know, like on the highway, an accident on the highway, you got tow truck crews out.
Yeah, people closing down the lane. And that sort of thing.
There's a lot of jobs that hover around these tragedies. It hits home for me, but we have a great team and support each other, and we also have great emergency services who support each other as well.